Wisconsin schools are seeing a greater need for speech therapists for the state's youngest children. Educators believe this could be due in part to excessive screen time by kids and their caregivers. Corrine Hess has more.
Elizabeth Chandler is seated at a crescent-shaped table at the end of a brightly lit hallway at Bridges Elementary School in Prairie du Sac. On this school morning, she's working with two boys in pre-kindergarten on R sounds.
You colored it blue, but the R word was gray. We're going to growl like a dog.
Gray.
The lesson continues as they growl and grin over and over.
We're going to growl again. Ready?
Grin.
Yeah, that tongue stays down.
As a speech pathologist, Chandler has used exercises like this for years, but she's finding more and more children are in need of help. The Sauk Prairie School District has seen a significant increase in referrals for speech and language services for the community's youngest children. Just since 2023, the number of kids in pre-kindergarten through K-4 who are receiving speech-language services has gone from 15 to 28. That's an 86% jump. Superintendent Jeff Wright believes the amount of time children and their caregivers are spending on screens is leading to the increase. Wright says when adults are looking down at a screen, children can't see their full face, and seeing their grown-ups speak is crucial for young children to learn language.
When I look into a baby's eyes and go goo goo ga ga, and the baby makes those sounds back, that child is learning how to make that hard G sound with me. But you can't learn that through a screen.
The American Academy of Pediatrics defines screen time as any time spent interacting with digital devices, including smartphones, tablets, computers, and televisions. For children aged 2 to 5 years, they say screen time should be limited to 1 hour per day of high-quality educational programming. And they say children younger than 2 shouldn't be on a screen. Dawn Mirth Johnson is a speech-language educational consultant with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. She says adults should also be aware of how often they're on their screens.
A typical guide for adults when they're using digital devices is, would I read a book right now? So if I'm sitting here reading a book, I'm not going to interact with you language-wise.
Mirth Johnson says while she understands the attraction of distracting kids with screens, it can have a negative impact. A 2023 study from the American Medical Association of Pediatrics found that the more hours a toddler is exposed to a screen, the more likely they are to have developmental delays.
Parental tech use has been likened to secondhand smoke in that it might endanger children's health and development in ways we don't even fully understand yet.
While Chandler works with the young boys on grr sounds in the hallway, a few of her colleagues are in the 4-year-old kindergarten classroom. Speech therapist Anna Bina is talking with a young boy about the trucks on his family farm.
Oh, so you have 2 sizes of diesel trucks at your farm.
We come home and dump the gravel out sometimes like that.
Bina corrects him gently when he says the trucks dump out devil instead of gravel.
When your house needs some gravel at it, he comes home and dumps it.
And dumps it on the devil.
These conversations about trucks seem simple, but it's what speech therapists call joint attention. Bina says talking about shared activities is critical for language growth.
When children are only getting the one side from a screen, it's different. It's more passive than engaged.
The speech therapists all agree that creating games at home is a lot harder than using a screen while trying to make dinner. They suggest caregivers narrate what they're doing for their children so speech becomes an ongoing part of daily life. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.